For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. The Missouri House has voted in favor of barring state and local officials from putting any restrictions on businesses, churches, and other non-public entities during public health emergencies, except in certain circumstances. The Republican-led House voted 117-23 to send the bill to the Senate ahead of a May 14th deadline to pass legislation. If approved by the GOP-led Senate and signed by Republican Governor Mike Parson, the bill would prevent the state, counties, and cities from requiring masks inside businesses, limiting indoor dining at restaurants, or ordering other safety measures to be followed on non-public property in response to contagious disease outbreaks. Representative Ben Baker, a Republican from Neosho who sponsored the bill, said it would also cover houses of worship. The owner of a suburban St. Louis startup has announced a bid for the U.S. Senate in 2022. Spencer Toter is the fifth Democrat to announce a Senate run since incumbent Republican Senator Roy Blunt announced in March that he would not seek re-election. He announced his decision Tuesday on Twitter. Two Republicans, former Governor Eric Greitens and Attorney General Eric Schmidt, have also entered the race. Toter works in real estate and also is CEO of Atrial Innovations, a medical device company. The Missouri House has passed legislation to crack down on protesters who block roadways. The Republican-led House voted 98-50 to pass the bill. The legislation would make repeatedly blocking traffic a felony. The tactic is often used to draw attention to racial injustice. Protesters angered by the death of George Floyd blocked the traffic on Interstate 70 in the St. Louis area last summer. The House also amended the bill to cram in provisions from dozens of other loosely related bills. The number of changes made to the Senate bill likely mean negotiators will pare it back in the final version. As the legislative session comes to a close, with a deadline to pass legislation on May 14th, that bill isn't the only one that some lawmakers are trying to squeeze new provisions into in order to accomplish the goals of others that won't make it to the finish line, the Columbia Missourian reports. A bill that would stop the Department of Labor from charging residents who are overpaid unemployment benefits during the pandemic passed the Missouri House with bipartisan support, but stalled in the Senate on Monday after Senator Mike Bernskeder, a Republican from Jefferson City, amended the bill to include a provision permanently shortening the time Missourians would be eligible to receive benefits. The provision would shorten eligibility to apply for unemployment to between 12 and 20 weeks unemployed, which would make the window the shortest in the nation. Opponents of the provision said it derailed bipartisan support for legislation with controversial and unnecessary changes. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.